What's your favourite Elvis song?
Love Me Tender.
Ah, it's a classic, isn't it? One of his first hits. Yeah. What do you like about it? Love
me. I can sing it to my wife when I feel like...
We'll have to leave it there, sir. Thank you. I think I hear the train coming. Bright lights, city, gonna set my soul on fire. One of the first events of the annual Parks Elvis Festival is the train arrival. But today, it's running a few hours late.
Why is there a bit of excitement?
200 people.
200 people on the train?
Oh, probably, okay. Probably more, 400, full of Elvis.
Okay. Parkes is a regional country town in New South Wales. We are 14,721 kilometres from Graceland, Memphis, USA. This place has absolutely no relevance to Elvis himself. But for over 20 years, thousands of people come here every January to celebrate the king of rock and roll. What the hell is going on? Here comes that train.
How was the train ride?
We're all excited and partying, and apart from when we broke down a bit, had some electrical faults and that. But otherwise, it was great. Look around, he's everywhere. He's like he's here in person. It's my fourth time up here.
Fourth time?
He's a big part of my life and that. I was born 5 years after he died and that, so...
Can you give us a move? Oh, you're in the suit, mate, you're in the suit. Give us a move, mate, give us a shake. Fantastic, right? You got it, you know the moves.
Yeah. You can shake an apple
off an apple tree. Everyone here has made a connection to Elvis. It can be as tenuous as you like, but something powerful is driving the passion, and I want to find out what it is. I was more of a Buddy Holly man myself. Stick because I'm stuck on you. There's a huge range of events here. Plenty of impersonation contests, cover bands, a parade. You can renew your wedding vows at the Chapel of Love. No sign of a heart attack sandwich, though. But talking food...
It's a sugar craft that cake decorators do, and it means that you are able to eat every bit of it.
This is the Elvis Edible Art Contest, and I'm talking to volunteer Anne Steele.
It sounds like a delicious craft.
Well, I don't think you really eat it.
But you could if you wanted to.
This one's my pick. Can you explain what's going on in this particular piece?
That particular piece there is called Having a Cuppa with Elvis, and as you can see, he's got his cup of tea or coffee on his foot, he's got his donut.
This is kind of a later period Elvis when he's starting to really enjoy his food.
That's exactly right.
This place is swarming with Elvi, stacks of impersonators. My favourite, thank you very much, is Shelvis.
I can do some of the moves and that sort of thing. I won't tell you my age, but it gets a bit harder with the knees and the back and that as you get older. But it's an adrenaline. Okay, my name is Cheryl Sharkey. By trade, I'm a registered nurse. Yeah, look after my mum and happily partnered with Deb and, yeah.
But there's something else you do as well.
Oh, my alter ego, Shelvis. I'd just gotten out of a relationship and I thought, bugger it. Bucket list, let's do it. This is my third January here now. I won the Bussings competition last January. Shelvis is becoming bigger than both of us. She's got more costumes and belts, but she's having a good time.
Tell me about the first time you put on an outfit and got out there and pretended to be Elvis. What was that like?
Oh, when I first started, there were a few naysayers out there. I went into a couple of competitions. You know, you'd hear in the background, oh, God, it's a woman. I hope she's, you know, what's she going to be like, bloody-da-de-da. So anyway, I'd open my mouth and their jaws would just hit the floor. And since then, I've gotten to know them, and they know me now. So I'm not a threat to them anymore. They don't really like it when I beat them at the competitions, but that's beside the point.
6-6-0-28-2-8. You don't understand the level of fandom. 42-42. It's now or never. I had the privilege of meeting one man the other night who took a laminated piece of paper out of his pocket, and there was the autograph from Elvis that he collected in 1972. I think it was in Texas or somewhere. And he was just carrying it here with him as if he was on a pilgrimage to Memphis. But he carried it with him here because this is just as equally important to come to Parkes for the Elvis Festival. It's not ordinary, my love
won't wait. So Anne, at the the Art You Can Eat stall, she started young.
So I was 11 when I became an Elvis fan. I just heard him on the radio. In those days, of course, you never had videos, clips or anything on TV.
And you've been a fan ever since.
That's exactly right.
As we're talking more, I make a surprising discovery.
How has your fandom grown since then, having found him at such a young age? How has it grown over the years?
Well, it's grown into this, that my husband and I started this festival.
Really?
Yes.
Were you the person in the...
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's incredible. It's so great to meet you, standing by the edible part. Wow, I never would have... This would have been the last place I probably thought I would have found you. You were the original fan. This is so cool.
I was the original one, that's right.
2 hours later, I'm sitting in Anne's kitchen. She's got a wicked spread on. I'm talking lamingtons, butterfly cakes, all homemade. She's going to tell me how this whole thing started. And that's when I meet her husband, Bob Steele.
Lead me anywhere, or let me be your teddy bear. I just want to be your teddy bear.
Well done, Bob.
That's great.
Still got it.
You reckon I was going to be rotten, didn't you? Oh, I thought it was all right.
I met Bob. He would buy me Elvis records because he liked Elvis too.
Bob, this is a cunning move from you, mate, buying your girlfriend Elvis records when you're a fan yourself. Very convenient.
Oh, yeah, my word it was. I was pretty cool in those days, or I felt I was anyway.
Back in the day in Parkes, Bob asked Anne out, and he came to her house to pick her up on a date.
Anne lived in a flat above this wine bar. I came in, and Anne said something about me singing, and they all said, come on, sing a song. So I jumped up on the bar. I was pretty brash at those days. I jumped up on the bar, and I sang, Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear. They loved it. I was right in with the mum after that.
And I was allowed to go to the movies with him that night.
They got married. Bob was a builder, Bob the Builder. Anne was a cook. And on a whim, they decided to buy an old hostel in town. They could fix it up, start a restaurant maybe. But they needed a name.
We were going in our van to pick up some vanities, I think, for the toilets. And Bob said, isn't it a pity that we never got to see Graceland?
They'd recently done a big trip to the United States.
And I said, yeah, it was a shame because, you know, we'd been to America, but we never got there to see that. And he said, how would that be for a name with an S, Gracelands?
Gracelands with an S.
Yeah,
Well,
Gracelands, it just sounded a bit more trendy. And
why not? The couple had grown up with Elvis. They were massive fans.
Going back to Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee. Going back to Graceland.
One night, someone was having a party at their venue. Anne's cooking, Bob's behind the bar. Bob put some records on, and something happened.
I played heaps of Elvis because these guys absolutely loving singing along with all these Elvis tunes that I was pumping into this room. Even the grandkids and the little kids that were probably not even born when Elvis died were singing these songs. It was a very, very good party.
It was such a hit that after the event, Bob and Anne got talking and they decided to hold a big birthday party for Elvis.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you.
Now, it just happens Elvis's birthday is in January.
Business runs low in January.
So at the end of 1992, they tried to get the word out to the rest of the town. Maybe other businesses could benefit too.
So that was the very first Elvis Festival. Very low-key, but it was successful. Certainly successful for us.
In those early years building it up, they managed to find volunteers, they overcame bushfires, and they eventually won over a town which was sceptical about linking its identity to a gyrating icon. But Anne will never forget the very first festival.
I had two broken wrists and a broken nose. I had come off a ladder on the 14th of December. I had lots of time to put lots of thought, couldn't do lots of things. I had to instruct other people. But we had a ball. We had our look-alike and our sound-alike competition, and it all went off really well. We had one man from town here who said, pardon me, could I be a judge because I love Elvis? We said, fine. So he came along in a jumpsuit that his wife had made him, and he was the only one in a jumpsuit. So we said, you're not going to be a judge. You're going to have to go in it. And after this, I don't know whether you've come across Steve yet, but he changed his name to Elvis.
This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay. More than just a day.
This festival's just getting into the swing of it. There's a parade around the corner, and it turns out not everyone in Parks is an Elvis fan. But right now, it's bingo time. Get your dabber out.
So how are you going?
Oh, yeah, all right. It's too fast.
It's very fast, isn't it?
6, 5, 6. 3, 4, 3.
Heads down, good luck. We'll keep playing on the pink, actually.
82, 82.
We're going for a full board here.
1, 1.
I can't believe how quick this got.
False call.
59. False call.
54, 5, 4.
Something I'm noticing about today is there are no
16, 1, 6.
There's no traditional kind of bingo.
25, 25.
Traditional bingo language.
53, 5, 3.
No sitting ducks, no clickety click.
73, 73.
Just the numbers.
2, 2, 1.
This is hardcore bingo. And the thing I love about bingo, when someone wins and everyone else goes, oh, I love that. I love it. Who am I with here?
My name's Dan.
Dan?
Yep.
Dan. And where are you from?
Tamworth.
Oh, okay. And do you think Elvis was a bingo fan? What do you think?
I'm sure he'd appreciate bingo in his name, in his honour.
Do you reckon he would have played it?
Maybe. Well, he came from a poor family, and it's traditionally a poor man's game. So, yeah, why the hell not?
I was joking before about the heart attack sandwich. However, I found a place that's selling it, the one close to it.
Okay, here we are, Cook Park takeaway joint.
And in a desperate attempt to find my own connection with Elvis, I'm trying it.
Let's head inside. Indigo has kindly offered to run me through how she's making this.
Okay, so it's a toasted banana sandwich. So you put the banana on the butter.
This sandwich, by the way, this is only because of the festival, right? You don't do this year round,
do
you?
We don't do this year round. We have other specials. We have tacos.
I think the idea of putting bacon on things is the thing that freaks most people out. Like the banana and the peanut butter, I get. But when you put bacon on stuff, it's like, whoa.
I go film the bacon. It's bacon.
Has it been popular? Have people been buying it?
No, actually. No one else has bought it so far.
What, really?
Apart from the crazy lady. No one has.
Are you into Elvis, by the way?
Look, after I've lived in Parks for 5 years, and after 5 years of constant Elvis, people sort of expect that you like Elvis because you live in an Elvis town, and I don't.
You know, Indigo, you were the first person I've asked who has said no.
I think people feel pressured to live as an Elvis fan because they live in Parks. I mean, my mum likes to dress up and so do I, but I don't know. I know all his songs, I'm not ashamed to say that, but I wouldn't consciously go out and buy an album of his.
You're all mates, new friends, rugby, and Priscilla.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I dreamt about it, and then I made it happen. I had a dream.
No, I get out of here.
I had a vision. I did see 30 blokes in Elvis suits. for the first ever in the world, Elvis versus Elvis rugby match.
Elvis versus Elvis.
Keep your eyes on our flares. The red will be running down the field and the blues will be standing there doing nothing.
This wasn't on the program. I came back for a rest to the caravan park and I see 20 of you guys walking over. I go, what's going on up the park?
Dan, back up. Come here, mate.
There's been a good pre-start on while we did the fitting of the suits, which, as you can see by some of these blokes, is a bit harder than it looks.
Do you even like Elvis?
First week in January every year, you wouldn't want to be anywhere else except in the Bucks. It's all about Elvis, it's all about having fun, and it's just kick back, have a good time.
Is it really all about Elvis, though? I mean, everyone's in the suits and stuff, but, you know, I think Elvis is just a big excuse in some ways.
Yeah, I'd have to agree, but what a bloody good excuse.
Yeah, why not, eh?
Probably the most striking thing about the Parks Elvis Festival is the costumes. Everyone is walking around the town dressed up as Elvis. Hawaiian Elvis, jumpsuit Elvis, hound dog suit Elvis. It's the key element, I think, that makes the feel-good atmosphere.
Can you tell me what you're wearing?
I've got a red Elvis jumpsuit on that's designed by Vidal Sassoon. Is that his name?
I don't know. Who is that?
I've got no idea. I'm just trying to make something up.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Kev's a bit pissed. But that's all right.
It's about liberation, I think. It's just about being somebody that you're not, somebody that you want to be, and to have people come and say, can I please have your photo taken? To me, it's just, it's unbelievable to think that someone would have their photo taken with me. I'm just an ordinary person. But because I've got the suit on, because I've got the hair, because I've got the glasses, people just want to have a photo taken. If you're not dressed in Elvis, you actually feel out of it.
Yeah, I do. I definitely do.
And you should, because you should be dressed as an Elvis.
Even though everyone else is doing it as well, you still feel special.
Absolutely, because it's great. You see somebody, oh, geez, I love your suit, mate.
Elvis, dead for 41 years, still connecting people on the other side of the world, albeit compliments about jumpsuits. Jewel in the King's Crown of the Parks Elvis Festival has to be...
Okay, it's 10 minutes away from 10 here on the Saturday morning at the Parks Elvis Festival, and the parade is just about to begin. There's some bagpipes warming up.
Everyone loves it. Everyone just loves it. And this is our first time in it. We normally stand by and watch it, but this year we're going
to be in it.
We have. We feel very honoured.
Yeah, I'm looking for the real Elvis. Can you guys help me out? Which one is he?
He's Roy.
I don't know. My name's Roy Orbison, and I'm trying to find Elvis myself. He still owes me $50 on a bet we lost back in 1957. So if you find him, you let me know, all right?
Yeah, I love it. We just moved here, so this is an added bonus for us.
You just moved to Parks?
Yeah.
Yeah, where are you from?
We're from Indonesia.
It's a bit weird, actually, yeah.
It's a bit weird.
It is. It's totally weird.
But everyone's, like, embracing it.
Yeah.
It's like, this is weird, but let's go with it.
I just don't get it. People love Elvis around here, but it's good.
Yeah, and then we went to school in America, so having Elvis here, it's like, wow.
Lots of smiles as people walk by. The thing that strikes me, this is a real parade. This isn't your kind of Disney parade at midday on the main stage at your theme park. This is a real country parade. People have come out from all over, go down the main street dressed in funny costumes, having a great time. It's pretty cheap, fun, community thing to do, you know? Close off the main street. It's great.
The thing about this, it's a happy festival. Everybody here's got a smile on, they're laughing, they've come for a good time. See these little kids here, it's going to go forever.
On the Sunday, there's the traditional wedding vow renewal, but considering I don't have a wife present, I skipped it. I did make it, though, to the Elvis Gospel Service. Singers got up and did songs from his gospel era. It was a welcome change of pace.
The guy had a lot of failings and a lot of foibles, but he also had some special gift. And so we all love his gift, but we also connect with him in his foibles and the way that he kept on going back to God to help him with the paths that he found so difficult.
And this next song is called Get Out of the Stables, Grandma. You're too old to be horsing around. One night with you, man. Take it away. One night with you.
What do you reckon?
I'd say it's about ready.
Whoa, that looks great.
That does actually look really good.
Indigo's just brought us over the sandwich. I'm feeling a bit nervous about this, but I'm going to give it a crack. Here we go. Picking up the sandwich.
It's just got better every year, and people are bringing friends. Their friends are bringing their friends. So it's just snowballing, and it's been good for parks. It's been good for all of our surrounding towns and even a little bit further.
And I'm holding the sandwich in my left hand and the microphone in my right hand, and I'm going to take a bite.
They're now using our festival as a role model. People can sort of see that these things will work in the little country towns, but you've got to put a lot of work into it. Make a lot of lamingtons, have a lot of garage sales. We even had pet shows. We've done a lot.
Mm-hmm. This is an interesting flavour combination. I'm intrigued more than disgusted. And take another bite.
I feel immensely proud that we persevered and worked hard.
Fantastic. Don't have to say anything else. It just feels wonderful.
Oh, let me be, oh, let him be your teddy bear. I just want to be your teddy bear.
Can't really put my finger on it other than to say that it's got banana, peanut butter and bacon. It's all kind of sticking to the roof of my mouth. Just imagining Elvis biting into this, thinking about him having a midnight snack, maybe. It's pretty edible. That's all there is to say, really.
The Parkes Elvis Festival is in its 26th year, can you believe it? And it's now officially recognised by the Graceland Estate, too. And hey, if you're heading over that way, do us a favour. Swivel your hips for us.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
This program was first broadcast on Earshot with thanks to Claudia Taranto and Mark Don. Earshot is another ABC Doco podcast. It's about people, places, stories and ideas.
Yeah, from your back paddock to Finland and back again.
Give it a try wherever you get your podcasts or on the ABC Listen app.
I'm Mike Williams.
I'm Timothy Nicastri, and that's episode
29
of The Real Thing.